Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassion.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Thursday. Today is the 8th day of May, 2023. Life, love, and liberty. Life, love, and liberty. Yeah, so we have kicked it into ultra high gear on every possible airwave and medium with regard to dis and misinformation. That's right. Welcome back. Using your discernment is going to be extremely important. And if you are not seasoned in the practice, I'm choosing my words carefully. If you're not seasoned in the practice and you're not in the practice and you're not studied up on your word and you have not exercised your senses, as it were, according to scripture, to refine your ability to know truth from lie, bad from good, up from down, boy from girl, and especially even more nefarious than all of that, which some of that shouldn't even be in question, if not all of it, you're getting it from people you normally would trust. Right? And some of you were like, would you just say who it is? Nope, will not. I will not do that. You, A, because there are legal repercussions for doing so, as well as my own safety for that matter, believe it or not. Yes, even people on the right can be dastardly human beings, believe me, especially people on the right. And many of these folks are in bed with really bad actors. So I'm leaving it up to you, big boys and girls, adults, to exercise your ability to discern. So everything from aliens to, you know, this orange fog. Listen, the DeSantis campaign has gone full bore psyop on basically all of America at this point, creating campaign, you know, propaganda pieces against President Trump regarding Fauci. I mean, it is a mess. You're talking about community notes on Twitter that are completely skewed and slanted to the DeSantis team, allegedly, according to avid Trump supporters and others, quite honestly, people who are right down the middle of the aisle, not finding, you know, much of a home at the moment, certainly not finding equal and imbalanced information. Right. So if you're going, I'm going to say what I did in 2015. I'm going to tell you what I told them on my airwaves then. If you are not, if you are not seasoned, if you are not ready, if you are not grounded and rooted and you don't have your mind and your heart, your body, your spirit, if you're not submitted to truth, to the truth of the living God, if you're not submitted to that, you're not living in a committed relationship with Him to honor yourself and in Him, others with the truth of a matter, and you don't understand His precepts, I want to tell you, the ark doors are shutting. You have got to get into fellowship with the Word right now. I'm not talking about just reading memes. I'm talking about doing your due diligence and pursuing a relationship with your Creator, because this is a biblical war. That's what this is. It is first forming in the heavenlies. Ephesians 6 and 12, there's your first scripture homework assignment. Read the entire book of Ephesians. How about that? But certainly read chapter 6. And that will be the beginning of your knowledge of what it is you're dealing with, right? It's very important to have that compass in your hand And then you'll be a lot less tossed about in the wind. And whenever the tsunami comes, you will be on higher ground. You'll be on really high ground. You'll be in Psalm 91. There's your second homework assignment. I'm not going to read it to you. You have a phone. There are Bible apps galore. Download at least one. They have so many translations. They have every translation you can think of. Run through them all. The Passion Translation is beautiful. It has not translated all of Scripture and all of the books, but beautiful, 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 beautiful. Love it. I'm not a fan of the NIV. I'll just go ahead and tell you now. They take way too many liberties. I heard something last night that was unbelievable that they've omitted, as if leaving Lucifer out wasn't unbelievable enough. I mean, literally, who talks about, you know, someone laying down their life for all of humanity and leaving the antagonist out, right? I mean, who does that? So the enemy. So in the spirit. So you have to be mindful and discerning of these things, or you're not going to make it. That's what I told my audience. Some of you are going to drop dead of heart attacks from the stress or aneurysms and blood clots. And we've got enough of that going on with, you know, vaccines and people proclaiming injuries and, you know, and their D-dimer tests are coming back not very good. So, you know, protecting our health, our mind, our spirit, our joy, our peace, our love, our ability to forgive others, all crucial to you making it through. Listen, this is not some petty game. These people are out for you. Do you understand? The devil's out for your soul throughout this whole thing. And the powers that be that he's working, his kingdom is working through in this earth, they want your blood. They want your body. They want your life. They want you extinguished. They want you, if not extinguished, they certainly want you in a mental prison camp. So you cannot think for yourself. This is the whole reason behind absconding with your First Amendment right, is so that you can no longer think with information. You have nothing with which to process or by which to process. Nothing. Right? So if I'm silenced and I'm a truth speaker and you listen to me, if I'm just simply on here reading the word and I'm shut down from being able to read the word because now I'm some far right wing extremist domestic terrorist because I'm a Christian and I happen to be American by birth, then, you know, what does that do for you? In, or you call into my spaces, my shows, whatever, and we can't have dialogue, debate. You know, you can't ask questions. You can't pontificate. You can't, you know, pursue and none of that, right? Like we just, that's just outlawed. Well, it's because a man who has the ability or a woman who has the ability to pursue truth is going to find freedom. Because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And the only freedom we have in this life is the Word of God. The only freedom we have is the person of the Word of God, who is Yeshua, the living Christ. That's it. That's all we got. You came into this place butt naked. You're going out probably with some, you know, clothes, but nothing else other than what you pile on or you allow others to shove onto your soul. That's it. And I'm really in this place lately where I'm, you know, I'm all up in Ecclesiastes where I'm like, you know what? This dude had it right. Everything is vanity. Everything. Everything is vanity. We are either governed by the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, right? I mean, that lust, idolatry, covetousness, lying, stealing, thieving, cheating, you know, get, striving. We just got to, you know, don't you want $1 million in your bank account by 12 months from now? Well, okay, if you just do X, Y, Z, A, B, C plus 2, 3, 4, then, you know, you too could be a millionaire and, you know, lose your soul, your family, your hope, your joy, your peace, and your health in the process. But hey, at least you'll be able to come onto my show and tell me what a great job I did training you and how to wreck your life, but you have $1 million, right? No. So this is going to be brief this evening. So I just want to encourage you also, when you're in Twitter spaces, I know many of you are migrating to Twitter. When you hear other people well, let me just direct this to people who run spaces. Okay. I run spaces on occasion. And when someone is brought up, whether they're a public figure or an individual, it's usually a public figure, right? But when that public figure comes into a room or, you know, or they happen, someone alerts them to what's being said about them and you've criticized their work, that's fine. We're used to being criticized. That's not what this, I can't chase every critic I have. Who cares? You know, it's like, you like blue, I like pink. Okay, fantastic. Who gives a rat's behind? You disagree on Ukraine. You agree on this. You know, you think Biden's wonderful, whatever, have your head examined. But we fundamentally disagree on things, right? I don't care. I really don't care. But once you start in, on my person, on my character, my soul, who I am, I'm still not going to come find you. I'm not going to waste any time whatsoever on that type of madness. But if I step into a place and I hear that, at least have the stones and the courage to bring me up. Otherwise, you appear to be a coward, because you are. And I watched this happen on at least, you know, several spaces just this week, to be quite, not regarding me at all. Not with me. That's a whole other ball of wax. But not me, but many others. And I'm thinking, you know, that's just so cheap. That's so cheap. If you're not going to allow people up, you know, to not to defend themselves, but to answer, to give an answer. And I'm telling you guys, I think you'd be surprised at some of the common ground you're going to find with people, especially professionals and people who are level-headed and who are willing to not necessarily debate, but simply answer. Answer some of the questions you have about their character, about their opinions, about their knowledge, their wisdom, also about their intentions. Right? That's all very important. And I commend you all for keeping an eye on us in media and calling things out and questioning and pursuing truth. And that is all very important, very important. So don't be afraid to do that. But it's really just janky for you to talk an entire, you know, 4 hours worth of smack. And then the person shows up and that person doesn't have an opportunity to speak. That's just janky. It's so cheap. And you know what it is, really? It's really cheap to your audience, because you're training them how to be just as janky as you are. So knock it off. Be adults. And if you don't know how to do that, then quit running spaces. Get out of the spotlight, because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve a microphone. You don't deserve to have ears and hearts and minds and decisions and generational, you know, folks and legacy thinkers. You just haven't earned it. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. Amen. Now, as you all know, China, Russia, India, South America, who else? Brazil. Kind of did that a little janky. That's my word of the day. Janky. J-A-N-K-Y. Did that a little acronyms, a little mixed up, a word find there for you, a scramble. BRICS, that's what all those countries make up. And you know what that means? They're all headed to gold. And they're all securing pallets of gold in their respective nations. And so what does that tell you as our dollar is on the fritz in terms of internationally, people are threatening, if not having already walked from using a dollar as their reserve currency. I don't know that that'll happen across the globe, but as things go digitally, because I'm sure the powers that be here have already planned for all of that. And I'm not an economist, nor am I a financial advisor, but here's what I can tell you. I just spoke with a gentleman who helps me at my car dealership, at my service department. And if you're listening, yes, I'm going to use you as an example, who shared with me that his 401k has taken a massive dump. Now, you all can sit around and wait, and you know what his financial advisor is telling him? Oh, it'll recover. And you know why your financial advisors tell you that? Because that's their bread and butter. And so I'm telling you that it's wise to hedge, not as a get-rich-quick scheme with regard to metals. I would never do that. But I do believe that if I had a 401k, and you guys know I don't, but if I did, I promise you, I would be hedging. I personally, if I qualified, I would move it to hedge it with metals. Primarily because I believe that metals have an intrinsic value. And yes, I do know that they've hit the toilet and they have absolutely rebounded. And I believe they will always, in my humble layman's opinion, I'm not a financial advisor and this is not financial advice. This is what I would do, Monica Matthews. Okay. And as God is my witness, this is what I would do if I had a 401k and I was 58 years old and I was staring down the barrel of, holy crap, we're coming up on Social Security in 8 years and I better have something in the bank, and I'm watching the Biden regime and other nations completely abscond with my life savings. No, no. So if there was a place for me to legally and beneficially hedge, to move it, to hedge it, and to protect it, it would be in metals. And the IRS and all of their dilly-dally codes and all the things that you got to jump through so that you're not penalized to hell and back for actually moving it, Goldco is privy to all of that. We'll walk you through every single step of making the move, whether it's your savings, Roth IRA, and or your 401k plans. So there are special qualifications for the 401k transfer, but I will let you go to monicaprotectswithgold.com and discuss that with them. But in the meantime, please, I'm not going to say buckle up because I'm so tired of that saying. I've been hearing it for the past 8 years of my life and I'm tired of it. What I am going to say is get in the ark. Get in the ark right now. It's not even optional. It's not optional. Do you understand me? I hope you hear my words. Get in the ark right now. In the ark is the word of our living Father, Yah. He is the word is the only rock we have to stand on, and you will not survive this tsunami if you don't. You will either be a casualty to what's coming and all the calamity financially, which I believe, or in our everyday lives as Americans. And that calamity will be, you know, my friends are talking about industrial ice ages. Okay. That's going to be a problem for us. Huge, huge. You think it was bad when you couldn't find toilet paper? Yeah. So you want to be in a position that whenever the whole thing goes to hell in a handbasket, you're sitting on the ark like, what? I'm sorry, what'd you say? There was a tsunami? Right. And you also want to be in a position to be able to care for others around you, whether your family, your friends, your neighbors, your community, whatever, believers, non-believers, gay, straight, purple, green, who cares? If people need to eat, you need to feed them. People need clothes, we need to clothe them. People need shelter, we need to provide shelter. All of that Christian stuff that we just, you know, we babble on about. But the time's coming for us where I believe we're going to have an opportunity to actually do that. And I'm not talking about housing illegal aliens forcibly. So let's be clear. Negative. I am talking about real famine, real hard times. And I don't believe that my father wants his people to go through those same hard times, which is why he's saying, get in the ark. Amen. So get in the word of God. Like I said, download a Bible app, join my Bible study. If you want, email me, if you want to be a part of it, Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. We do great things. We've seen cancers healed. We love each other. We are a fellowshipping community. We're not in there hating on the government and all this crazy. We're not Branch Davidians. We are Christians in every sense of the word. We are Christ followers. Right? So we're practicing the word. We are living the word. We're pursuing the word. And he has certainly stopped and turned and looked at our fellowship, and he's blessed us immeasurably with his promises, his hope, his joy, his camaraderie, fellowship, all of it, his perfected love. We love each other. We are a safe harbor for each other, and we'd love to have you. You know, you can fill out your application to make sure you're not a Fed. I'm just kidding. So kidding. I don't care. You guys, whatever, bring it. Maybe you'll learn something. It'll be fantastic. But Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. I'm happy to have you, send an inquiry, and we'll get you part of our group. So in the meantime though, behave on these Twitter spaces, be kind, and be good. What do I always say at the end of my show? I don't know. I think I'm having a COVID brain fart, fog moment or something. What is it? Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American and a Christ follower, then act like one.